It doesn't take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. He's been called a birther, a truther, and a prepper, among other choice words. Yet, he remains your favorite peace-loving hippie with a pit bull and a Barrett. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, prepare to set your brush fires ablaze.
And here's your favorite peace-loving hippie, Sean Huffam. Is he really a hippie?
How dare you show your back to me? Slave! Will you remove your helmet and tell me your name?
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
That's right, live in the Perfection Auto Works studio at 1030 KVY, The Voice. That's right, I will extract my revenge, ladies and gentlemen, in this life or the next. Welcome back. Welcome back in the Perfection Auto Works studio. Here I stand, ladies and gentlemen. Feet firmly planted in front of God, passing out swords and shields. For those of you that desire, and it would be completely voluntarily, we hope, to fight against evil every time you can. The fight is right versus wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Completely. It's either patriotism or politics. Take your pick. And I am on the patriotism side, even though sometimes you guys know I get a little disgusted with what's going on. I just think if we have a chance, fight against evil every day, every single day. I will not label myself as this or that. I will later label myself as a freedom fighter. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I do appreciate the gift of your valuable time. This is the place we actually understand your personal protection is your personal responsibility. It's all yours, ladies and gentlemen. I don't own you and you don't own me. I know this bag of meat and bones is mine. It's mine to protect, mine to train, mine to actually think in advance of a problem. And as a buddy of mine said one time, it was Clint Smith, if you get into a gunfight, you probably weren't thinking in advance. You probably should have been somewhere else. You made a bad plan. Failure to plan is everything. Guys at Perfection Auto Works are on that. They understand completely. Your planning is the key to the entire thing. Being a Boy Scout, being prepared, having that extra thingamabob, the toolkit in the car, maybe an extra serpentine belt in the car. Hopefully you guys all know we did a show on this. A couple extra gallons of coolant, case of water, toolkit, fire extinguisher. All of them checked out, ladies and gentlemen. Tip 101. If you have any questions, call Mike at 323-8650. Doesn't even have to be about cars. Mike actually is just like me. Talk to you anytime about any of these things that are going on in the background where you're all watching. It's kind of like a magic trick, right? You're watching the guy's left hand and the guy has got his right hand in your back pocket, still in your wallet. Well, that's government on its face. Tech Tip 101, radio. Oh, you guys, you know what? I don't want to beat it in the head. Radio is not free, but help us at KVOI. Keep radio free. Do business with the sponsors of KVOI. America Armed and Free, Liberty Watch Radio, Brush Fires of Freedom, Prather Point, Swap Shop, and America's Fabric. All are supported by Mike Emery and the guys at Perfection Auto Works. Do business with the guys, and that helps keep radio free on your side of the speaker. If you're in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, it's very simple. It's a business proposition. I have to pay to come in here. Radio is not free. My sponsors support me. I pay KVOI. It's very simple to understand, okay? I rent the time, and then the sponsors give me money. That's capitalism at its finest. This is a business. KVOI is a business. Brush Fires of Freedom, although it doesn't make any money, is technically a business. According to my accountant, the IRS, and the Arizona State Corporation Commission, it is a business. If you can Call the guys at Perfection Auto Works. Say, okay, 323-8650 and say, hey, thank you. Thank you. Some programs have failed in this town from lack of sponsorship. Call them and tell them thanks for supporting local Tucson radio. Those of you in the audience that support me personally, thank you very much. I don't say names unless you say it's okay. This is kind of a private deal, right? Guys at Perfection Auto Works also are hardcore on this. Being prepared is half the battle right now. Actually, it's 99.999999% of the battle. Being somewhat in front of the problem before the problem happens is where the guys at Perfection want you to be. Being a Boy Scout is not a bad thing. Being prepared is not a bad thing. If you are like me and you think that this economy cannot continue, being prepared becomes extremely important, protecting yourself from what could possibly someday become the collapse or devaluation or hyperinflation of the U.S. dollar. Movie of the week, if you want to see it, is called End of the Road, How Money Became Worthless. We hope that doesn't happen. But based on reading history of Greece, Rome, the British Empire, the Spanish Empire, every single what's called fiat currency, fiat is Latin for force. In other words, they force it upon you. They steal your gold and they hand you a piece of paper. And they go, this paper is equal to gold. Now, a common sense guy like me goes, no, I don't think so. See the guys live at Perfection Auto Works at 104. Mike is, well, you know what? I ain't going to say anything about Mike, but he will talk to you about that too if you ask him questions. He knows just about like me what's going on here. You can see him live at 1046 North Beverly. You can check him out on the interweb at perfectionautoworks.com, where you will see light years of five-star reviews from people like me and my friends that go down there and learn to be prepared in advance of the problem. That the simple definition of being prepared. Like Grandpa said, hey, it ain't going to go bad, but you know what? If you're prepared, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best. That way you can't be disappointed. It's very simple, guys. Call Mike and the guys at 323-8650 at Perfection Auto Works. Boy, I am rolling this one off the rails already. Also brought to you by my way better half, as you guys, anybody that's met Danny knows, the way better half of Brush Fires of Freedom, Danny at BiomedLLC.org, also an independent businesswoman, entrepreneur, if we could use big words, entrepreneur, four syllables, bam! How about that, Kirchner? Four syllables today. Kurt's like, oh no, Kirchner, sorry about that, Kent behind the glass today, second week, he looks in here and goes, my God, will that guy sit down, slow down, and shut up for a minute? No, it's not going to happen. Mr. Kirchner, thanks for coming in, I appreciate it. Danny at Biomed LLC providing plates and screws to the most horrifying kinds of accidents. I talked to a young kid, 23-year-old kid, he's got a titanium rod in his femur, two screws in the bottom, one screw in the top, he got thrown off of a motorcycle going way too fast. He was in surgery for 11 hours while they put all the disaster back together, and then big old rod in the middle of the bone, two screws in the bottom, one screw in the top, and the kid's healthy as an ox. He gets to live with that for the rest of his life. It's not a cast. It's a permanent solution. It's like putting a new frame rail in a truck. It stays forever. Danny is hardcore on this, from 3 months old infants to 89-year-old folks walking around. Plates and screws work every time they're tried. You know, simple fractures, guys, put a cast on. No big deal. It's going to be okay. Gets bad, plates and screws, and when you put the plates and screws in, she also supplies amniotechnology, one of these forms of FDA-approved thingamabobs from the human body to help the chinks in the armor of the human body. I was just talking to some guys today. I was cooking breakfast for the outfit I'm hanging out with. I'm talking to guys about stem cells, and the guy goes, hey, you know why the FDA won't approve it? I said, I don't know. I'll let you answer that, Alex, for $1,000. He goes, because it works. It works every time it's tried. I'm like, huh. Well, you can go to Poland and get it. He goes, yeah. You can go anywhere in the world and get it, but here. Because the drug companies won't make any money if you find a cure. There's no money in the cure. Danny's curing things that make things work, okay? I love you, Danny, and I appreciate what you do. You find her at BiomedLLC.org. Also brought to you by another solution provider right down the bombed-out Baghdad thoroughfare at 3630 South Dodge. I mean, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, make sure your airbags are all connected correctly when you're driving up and down Dodge or anywhere else in this town, because if you smash into something like a big pothole, you don't even know your airbag might go off. I got a recall on the Jeep right now, and they keep calling me, and they're like, you need to bring that down here because Oh, you live in Tucson? Oh, my God. We'll come tow it over there. Don't drive it down Tucson roads. The airbag might go off and break your neck. Get it over to Larry Miller, and they'll put a new airbag in the thing or something like that. Anyway, Joe and Jimmy are providing a moral and ethical solution when a car does break down. Guys at 1030 KVY, especially me, Danny, Mike, I'm telling you, we don't want your car to break down. We want you to be a Boy Scout out there. We want, if something goes wrong, we want you to have maybe an extra thingamabob and fix it, like a toolkit. Maybe it's just a small thing. Maybe it's a hose, and you got, oh, some cool duct tape Sean will tell you how to buy. The best duct tape in the world with duck, D-U-C-K, tape.com. Anything to get the thing moving. Get it out of the middle of the road. Get your friends. All right, hold on just 1 second, Stu. Let me get through this. If you are in a bind, call them at 748-1100. They're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They are the IT technicians of broken down cars. Guys are brilliant. They got good equipment, great drivers. Everybody's cool. They get there and get you out of what is a perceivable danger being broke down on the side of the road in Tucson, Arizona. Also brought to you by John at webhighway.com. That's webhighway.com. Remembering, ladies and gentlemen, this technical thing called the interweb is ours, and he provides a moral, ethical, and secure solution to that. If you're in rural Arizona, got people from Florence all the way down to the Nowherevilles down by where they don't want to have that big copper mine, down in Vail, all the way down the road down there in the canyon, shooting that stuff through the air at 300,000 meters a minute, 300,000 meters a second. Sorry about that. That was on the test. I'll tell you guys what a little bit of what I went through this week. Stu, oh, by the way, I did this last week, and I'm so sorry. If you need a rural internet solution provided moral and ethically, no contracts, ladies and gentlemen, call John at 520-612-6125. I'm sorry, Stu. I got to do that. I got to deal with everybody, right? I'm going to chew up a whole bunch of the show right off the bat. Get it over with. Today, 8 December, year of our Lord 2019. Nuclear clock says 1:16. Remember what happened yesterday. First time ever somebody actually bombed us into submission. Stu, how are you today, young man?
Hello. You know, you really don't have to apologize for advertising.
Thank you very much, Stu.
Stars in the sky.
The what?
Advertising keeps the stars in the sky. It keeps the electrons spinning around the center of the molecules. Advertising, it's so important. Now, I wanted to thank you for everything you've done. I'm hoping you're an oracle and fearing you're a prophet. And would you allow me to remind everyone of the four pillars of prepperism?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I like it.
Okay, pillar number one is food.
Okay.
Then water, then snug, and OMA.
All right, go ahead with snug. What's that?
It's in code. You write snug down on a piece of paper next to OMA and hold it up to a mirror, and it should be most revealing. So have a wonderful day. It's time to prep up. If it ain't an EMP, it's going to be a CME. If it's not one of those, it's going to be a near-Earth object or, you know, just fiat currency. Something's coming. Have a lovely day.
Stu, I thank you very much. I appreciate that. There's another tacit in that, and if I held that, snug, that would be guns, and AMO guns. I'll figure it out. Stu, text me, 780-8529. You're going to have to clue me in on that. There is, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm working on it. I'm working on getting this guy on that was in this movie called The End of the Road, where fiat currencies die, ladies and gentlemen. And many people think there were some horrible events. One of them happened in 1933. One of them happened in 1971. They were called currency events, big currency events. When people were forced in 1933 to bring their gold in, here's federal deficit Roosevelt, actually forced normal people like me and you, you know, working class people, all worked in silver and gold, forced them to bring in their gold, handed them this garbage right here. Paper. And then immediately, once they had everybody's gold, they criminalized the activity of having gold in violation of Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution, which even then we were probably over that thing. Forced them to bring their gold in, gave them paper. They were Federal Reserve notes, by the way. What's a note? A promise to pay back something. In case anybody doesn't have a note on their house, or a note on a tractor or a note on a car? What is a note? Why does it say it on your currency in your pocket? You can read it right now. I know we all have cash in the audience. If you get the piece of paper out, on the top, it says Federal Reserve Note. Nowhere on here does it say money. It doesn't say money. This is Benjamin Franklin. It does not anywhere on here say money. It says legal tender for all debts, public and private. It doesn't say money on this garbage called currency. This is made by a counterfeiting operation called the U.S. Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve. It's not federal, and they don't reserve anything but the right to steal you friggin' blind. I'll tell you what we did this week when I get back. Danny, by the way, the better half of me, when I met her, and as all my friends said, I must have been way in front of my fire support to get a girl like that. You, those of you that met Danny and have seen this ugly mug, know I really hit the jackpot, ladies and gentlemen. In order to have this kind of life that I live, free-range chicken, you got to have somebody backing you up. Otherwise, you might be out there acting like a friggin' caveman. And no, ladies and gentlemen, that is not the idea. The golden rule works every time it's tried. It says it on the way to the studio. It's on a little sign in front of a Baptist church. The golden rule. It works every time it's tried. Danny, I love you. Thank you for keeping me on the path of don't hit, don't steal. Practice the golden rule. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 54 seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. Hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Long ago and from a distant land, a beautiful ship named the Mayflower sailed towards the New World. But many folks don't know it almost didn't make it. At about mid-ocean, the main spar cracked. But then came a voice from below decks.
I can fix that, Governor.
Aye, and who might you be?
Eustace Emery, Governor. Fixer of fine mechanical instruments. Horologist, actually.
Horologist, eh? Strange no one's invented the chronometer yet. Oh well, if you can fix the mast, do it.
And so the voyage was saved.
Land ho!
Big rock. Looks like a Plymouth. I wonder why it won't start.
And so the legend goes that almost 400 years ago, the ancestors of Mike Emery came over on the Mayflower and began fixing things. If you're looking for a mechanic about whom you can give Thanksgiving, call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Perfection Auto Works.
Gather around your children. Come on, take my hand. I'm gonna take you to a place that ain't the promised land. Nothing's for sale. It's a lost highway. It's a California hotel. It's where the ones who came before, they paid it with their lives. They gave their souls to rock and roll. I'm gonna rock until I die. I'm gonna rock until I die. I'm gonna die rocking. I'm gonna rock until I die. I'm gonna die rocking. I'm gonna rock.
That's right. Live from Beck's Network Studio, ladies and gentlemen. Can't hardly get out of that. I said, hey, Google, throw me 6 songs that I've never played on the radio. And today, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear 5 of them that nobody probably in the history of mankind has played on the radio. That's called Die Rockin'. Band's called Whiskey Myers. I know they pulled this out of the podcast. I'm in here bouncing around. Kirchner's behind the glass going, what is wrong with that guy, man? Did they put something in his coffee this morning? And the answer is no, ladies and gentlemen. I'm straight as a die, as you guys know. All right. I got to tell you guys what happened this week. I get to assume the position, like every time they send me a property tax bill, right? I get to assume the position. But I got schooled a long time ago by calling myself an amateur radio guy. All right? I was an amateur for, I don't know, first, even now, as you guys know. This is the most amateur guy on the radio. I don't have TVs. I don't listen to media, even though I know they're all owned by the same four corporations. Why don't I get on the media and then find out what's going on? Well, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I actually got my ticket this week. I am now an amateur radio operator. Part of my preparation, ladies and gentlemen, is actually having the ability to communicate with other people if... Did I say... If, okay. Let's be nice. If it goes to crap in a handbasket, I bought the equipment before I got my license Thursday night, thanks to AARL, American... American Amateur Radio League. They volunteer. Three volunteers go down there. There were one, two, three, four, five. There were seven of us down there. One, two, three, four, five, six took what's called the technician class, which gives you the ability to operate ham radios. One guy took an extra class, which is like you're an engineer, right? Now you're an engineer. And then a young man, 22 years old, took his general license. And everybody passed that night. I'd like to thank the guys that I don't want to say any names, but thank you to the people in town that actually volunteer to get us checked out. You got to go, you know, it's hard studying. You got to know electrical theory. You got to know safety theories. You got to know why and how and what works on these radios. And there's like 800 questions. They give you 35 out of this 800 question pool and you got to pass it. And they gave me my ticket and then you wait. You got to wait. It's like getting a suppressor, right? You got to wait for the government to actually put your name on a list. But anyway, by next Thursday, I'll be a amateur radio guy. Again, I call myself a journeyman. Now I'm an amateur one more time. I'm going backwards, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Tom Woodrow, who got me into this. Charles texted me. I think he's secretary, AZCDL. This is why I'm in, Tom Woodrow. Been on the show a couple times, calls in. He's on with Charles quite a bit. Tom got me in, and I'm very happy. I think amateur radio, even though it's, you know, technology from a long time ago, it has become amazing in that now that you see some young kids get into it. They've got a club over at the University of Arizona. I'm just learning about that. They've got a 2-meter repeater up on the Mount Lemmon. So with my little tiny radio, my little handheld radio, I actually hear guys in St. George. I hear guys all the way over in Lordsburg, Deming. They're in Duncan. They're all over the state of Arizona. The repeater network, if you hit the one on Lemmon, it goes all the way up to north, up by the Navajo power plant. If you guys know where that is, up by Holbrook, by Page, or Farmington. Goes up all the way to Farmington. I'm talking to guys, or listening to guys. I can't talk yet. I got to get my card and my number. I'd also like to tell you guys, this is going to be a very rare occurrence. Again, John at Web Highway, the internet pro dude, you know, he invites me Friday morning to an internet cyber warfare conference at Pima Community College. It's going to be pretty rare that I actually do support Pima. Would be what I call a normal, functional economic model of how a school should work. They don't charge these kids $34,765 a year to go and get what could be a useless degree in underwater African basket weaving in a transmodal, I don't know what. But Pima Community College is on the cutting edge, ladies and gentlemen, of teaching kids to actually stop these cyber warfare threats. They actually have a thing called the Cyber Warfare Range inside Pima County. I spent 4 hours over there Friday morning, and I walked out. I was the only I was the only probably non-technical food truck owning, welding, machinery moving high school graduate in the room. And I walked out with more information. And I'm telling you, when these guys come on and the stuff that me and John talked about, the stuff I've talked about, the stuff Edward Snowden tells you about, this guy, this is high level dude, works at a $40 billion a year tech company, basically serving the likes of AT&T, ITT, IBM, Google. Yeah. Yeah, they're working for the big dogs trying to figure all this out. You don't think Google has 75,000 employees and they're contracting out to other companies to try and stop this disaster? He told us exactly what the facts are. I could steal every bit of data off of every phone in this room, and it takes me about 20 seconds. And I'm like, oh, no. And I take my phone out of my pocket. I turn it off real quick. I put it back in my pocket. I'm like, I wonder if that's going to work. No. Uh-uh. No, this guy said it very, very simply. He can walk. He's not a nefarious guy. He's telling us what the bad guys can do. It's real simple. You walk into, I don't know, somewhere where you like to spend $8 on a cup of brewed beverage somewhere, and you decide to get your handheld electronic entertainment device out, and you go, oh, I wonder if I have any money in my bank. And you're going to, okay, ladies and gentlemen, 790-2040, you're in a public area, and you just opened your banking information on your phone. That is the most dangerous thing you can do on a Wi-Fi network. The kids at Pima College are coming out of this in 2 years. Actually, one of the things that's so cool about this is Pima College, when they've designed this program of cyber IT information awareness, and I don't know, it's smart kids stuff, right? Not for me, but the smart kids go in here. In 2 years, well, I'm sorry, the way they designed the program is they got all these businesses in town to come to Pima Community College, and actually the businesses wrote the plan. Well, 4 months later, Pima Community College calls the businesses back in. They lay this curriculum, depending on if you're Sean or someone who speaks English, they lay it on the table, and business leaders in this town are like shocked. They're looking at it, and they're going, what? Of course, the guy that directs the program over there at Pima College goes, what? What went wrong? He goes, and the guys in the business are all looking at it at the same time with their mouths are on the floor. They go, you did what we wanted. And ladies and gentlemen, I will give a huge, huge, huge heads up to Pima Community College. And again, 2 years. We can get kids in and out in 2 years if they're functional. I wasn't swearing. If they're functional coming out of high school, we can get a kid into Pima Community College. Of course, they need to have their math skills. They need to have, and this is something that in the IT world, you wouldn't hardly think this would be on the thing. The ability to write a letter and the ability to manage projects are part of this plan. Part of this curriculum in IT is project management, because people in business right now, the people I know, the people I've known across this town for 30 years, know that kids that are coming out, they have lived with this device their entire life, and there is a problem. The problem is texting is not communicating. Having a face-to-face conversation with Maurice or Mr. Kirchner or Charles Heller or anybody that works here is not a problem for me. I can sit down and talk. I can talk theology with you. I can talk building. I can talk why we have crappy schools, why we have crappy roads. I can talk about any of that. Now, if I tried to text it back and forth with you, it's probably going to go to heck in a handbasket. Oh, man, you guys are going to love this. I'm going to get out for just 1 second. We will be right back on Brush Fires of Freedom. Give us 2 minutes and 51 seconds. Yet another one, ladies and gentlemen. A, you've never heard of the band. B, you've never heard the song. Off the side of the road. I got to give myself up off the side of the road. Things are looking clear as I ever been. Don't know how it'll end, but I know where to begin. Gotta get myself off the side of the road. Gotta quit lying to myself and let the truth be told. I got to quit lying to myself and let the truth be told. And yeah, woke up burned out by the sun. Tired of laying still, so I'm moving along. Quit lying to myself and let the truth be told.
It's fall 1621, and the pilgrims are readying their crops. But in the turkey barn, trouble is brewing.
We cannot stand for this injustice. All turkeys are equal. Just some of us are more equal than others. We shall not end up on a dinner table. We will escape.
Oh no, we must capture those turkeys.
I can fix that, Governor. I'm an auto mechanic.
Eustace Emery, mechanic? Strange no one's invented the automobile yet. Oh well, if you can capture the turkeys, do it.
And so Thanksgiving was saved because Eustace Emery invented the Plymouth Arrow and recaptured the turkeys.
Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650. Or perfectionautoworks.com, 323-8650.
Mama was a preaching by the fires of hell. If you want a drink of water, got to go to the well. The cornerstone church trying to curse my soul. But the good Lord give me that rock and roll.
Drive live from Perfection Auto Works Studio. Hey Google, who is Marcus King? That's a 23-year-old guitar phenom. I don't know where this kid learned how to play guitar. Probably from his father. Kind of sounds like, right? Marcus King, amazing. He's like playing at a no offense, not pushing my views on you. Playing at a revival, and they're drinking whiskey and holding their Bibles, right? That's, which is all right. It's all right with me, right? Didn't bother me. Oh, there you go. Kent's playing me an ad here. It's a slouch prevention device. Gee, I wonder. Okay, let me see. Let me do my radio. Let's see. I'm doing this for Kent. I can't do it for you. I wonder why kids slouch. Okay, sorry, I got to turn to the microphone. I wonder why you see 19-year-old boys that have a built-in slouch. You think it was worth working in a coal mine? You think it's because they've been bent over a car working on an air conditioner for the last 6 hours? No. It's because their neck has become naturally curved. We're Darwining into being a human being with one hand too short because the phone's stuck in your face all day. Neck's tilted down. Can't look forward. Can't be heads up. Can't be eyes open. Good God. Man, what would Clint Smith say? You're food, idiot. You're walking down the street. You're food. You're nothing but food. What can we do, ladies and gentlemen, if we do... If we want to go back, and I think somebody joked with me the other day, it's not a joke. God, Sean, it sounds like you want to go back to the 1860s or something. I don't know why they say that. I guess maybe it was the bumper sticker on the truck said Jefferson Davis is my president. I know that didn't go over very well at the U of A because nobody could understand it. Obviously, you know, people tell us, oh man, we got a horrible war on Christmas right now, Sean. And guys like me. I'm like, I say Merry Christmas all day long. Nobody says anything back or nobody gets all, you know, nobody's running to a safe space. What we have a war on, ladies and gentlemen, is history. We have a massive war on history. They canceled somebody sent me a story. They canceled a Christmas parade back in North Carolina, for God's sakes, because somebody wanted to carry the Confederate flag. What is the Confederate flag? Well, I guess if you're a snowflake over at the U of A, project to ruin your mind and make you a slave for the rest of your life. That would be, I don't know, Psych 101 or, I don't know, at the Ellard School for Government Fools. You think the Confederate flag, oh, it's all about racism. Ladies and gentlemen, it's history. It is history of this country. See it on my food truck. There's a big old 9-stripe flag with red and white on it. That is history. It's not disrespectful. It's history. That is the flag of the Sons of Liberty. Why are we not still drinking tea, for God's sakes? Because of the Sons of Liberty. Would they teach that in a 400 levels class over at the, I don't know, Campbell and Speedway mine washing camp? No. They can't teach history anymore. You probably can't even say Confederate flag at the U of A without getting demoted or run off the campus. Well, I'll tell you, we're gonna get a guest on here. I'm gonna spend an hour talking about the Confederacy, the Sons of the Confederacy, and what this is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's history. And if seeing a flag with a certain kind of colors and a certain angle of stripes and a certain type of star on it makes you run to a safe space, I'm going to tell you what you have. You have a major psychological flaw. And if teachers are teaching your kids, ladies and gentlemen, we've said it over and over, do not let them in a government school. Because this kind of idea did not come from me and my buddies out shooting on the weekends. You know, me and my dad actually, God forbid, you know, when I'm 9 years old, my old man walks up, pops a, like I said, pops the cow in the head, drag it up on an A-frame and gut it. They weren't telling us, oh, by the way, while you're moving that gut pile around with that John Deere tractor, oh, if you see a Confederate flag and you start to, like, wet your pants, get somewhere warm. Don't freeze. Are you kidding me? When did this start to happen? Can anybody, 790-2040, tell me when it started happening? When did this start to change? I mean, could anybody, let's just pretend we lived in a real world. And one day you woke up and you're in 10th grade and you walk into a normal functional school, probably 48 miles south of North Platte, North Dakota. It's not going to be in this county, by the way. Sorry, unless maybe in Ajo. Maybe they still have a functional school in Ajo. Let's say you walked in, the teacher said, all right, we're going to study history today. Little children, get your Ticonderoga number 2. Of course, in my class, you get to sit wherever you want. This is how we teach you to be a free-range chicken. You get to come into class, and you get to sit in whatever chair you want. Get your own. If you don't want a Ticonderoga number 2, get your space pen out, get a magic marker out, get a crayon out. This is what we're going to teach you today. It's called the first building code. And no, we don't use it in Pima County or any other county in this country because this is too simple. The very first building code. If a builder has built a house for a man and has not made it sound and the house falls and causes the death of its owner, that builder shall be put to death. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Run off in the corner, get yourself a towel, and start crying. You little snowflakes out there, this is how it used to work. I don't need Pima County to tell me what to do. I don't need a freaking building code or a building inspector to tell me how to build a house. If you guys didn't read the story or see the pictures, I think it was in New Orleans, the Hard Rock Hotel, is sitting up there, I don't know, 14, 16, 18 stories high. It had been inspected all the way up. Every single floor, every single pour, every single joint had been inspected by the government, and it summarily fell out of the sky. We will continue on. If it is the owner's son that is killed, the builder's son shall be put to death. You think they would? Can you imagine a school teaching this to a 10th grade child? And the child not running in a corner and crying, filling his pants, having to go to the school nurse and get new underwear. Probably the school nurse here in TUSD, they probably have a whole cabinet of fresh underwear and pants for these kids. Fill their pants anytime somebody might, like me, tells this. If it is the, oh no, oh, this is going to be a double trouble. Oh, we're going off the rails here, ladies and gentlemen. If it is the slave of the owner that is killed, the builder shall give slave for slave to the owner of the house. Whoops, I think that's on my list. Boy, every single TUSD student running to the corner right now. Go get yourself back on 96.1. Listen to some rock and roll, even though I don't have a problem with rock and roll. If it ruins goods, the builder shall make compensation for all that has been ruined. And here's what I like. And shall re-erect the house from his own means. That, ladies and gentlemen, is common sense and logic in action. If a builder builds a house, even though he has not yet completed it, if the walls seem toppling, the builder must make the walls solid from his own means. That would almost take integrity. Oh, no, but John, you don't understand. I mean, you really don't think. You, You're really not suggesting that you should be able to go buy a plot of land and build your own house without the Pima County government coming. What if you build it like crap? And I'm thinking to myself, what government mind-washing camp did you go to? How did you get to that point in your life? That I mean, of all the people, God, please don't pick on me. I would go build something, weld something, make something, or do something, create something, or think something that wouldn't stand the test of time. My friends come to my house, for God's sakes. Danny comes to my house. My family comes to my house. And all of a sudden, some Jedi mind trick has been pulled off on you guys where you wake up one day and go, oh, man, Sean, you didn't think you were going to change your toilet without getting a permit from Pima County. I'm like, well, the last four times I did. Oh, well, yeah, but the water heater. Oh, the water heater. You, surely you don't think you're going to change that pressure vessel. Yeah, I am. Ladies and gentlemen, this code is the code of Hammurabi. And this code dates back, of course, I have to get this out of a book of idiots. It's called 101 Things I Learned in Engineering School, probably written for Pima County High School or something like that. It was written by King Hammurabi of Babylonia. And they say he lived from 17... I know this is a math equation. It doesn't work. He lived from 1792 to 1750, and they write in there BCE, whatever that means. I don't know what BCE means. Obviously, it seems pretty common to me, but they're saying it's before the... This is how you make every single child out there dumber than crap. Before the common era. We will be right back. Yet another one, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to know it. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
Lit by the light of the moon. This love is more than it seems. We'll stay warm by the heat of our own fire. I'll be the jack and you'll be the queen. Cause now you know.
We take you to winter, 1776.
Message for General Washington.
Yes, Captain.
Oh, hello, sir. Colonel Lee says the Redcoats are encamped just across the river at Trenton, sir.
We need to get the boats down to the Delaware, but the wagons are too noisy. What to do?
Begging the General's pardon, sir. Eustace Emery III. And I can lube those wagon axles so they don't squeak, sir.
Do it, Sergeant Emery.
And so, Washington's army crossed the Delaware.
We can grease your modern car truck axles, change the oil, charge the air conditioning, and do brakes, belts, and hoses on all brands, foreign and domestic. If you want a mechanic that cares about your car and your Thanksgiving, call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver.
Right, live in the Perfection Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. I've got two comments. One buddy says BCE before the crazies evolved. Now, Charles came in and said he grew up with that. I didn't realize. I thought this was a new evolution, and I don't have a problem. I'll take corrections all day long. And I would actually completely understand if you are not Christian, you would not say Anno Domini. And if you're not Christian, and I'm not picking on anybody, I'm not saying, I'm not judging either. You would not say BC because BC means before Christ. Very simple, right? So if you grew up in the Jewish faith, you would say BCE, and I'm easy. I will correct myself all day long, ladies and gentlemen. But I think, and again, the schools are kind of complicit in some of these crimes. All right, and we deciphered it. I finally picked my phone up. Sorry about that. We actually deciphered it. Guns and ammo. I like that. I didn't realize. You have to hold it, but you have to hold it. I was trying to read it backwards. You have to hold it in the mirror, and it works real well. Guns and ammo, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Stockwell. Oh, sorry about that. I apologize, Mark. I should say Mr. Mark. How are you today, young man?
Yeah, you could call me Bavarian Stem Mark or whatever.
I like
so,
it.
Yeah, so thanks for your show again, as usual.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you for your support.
You're talking about, you know, speed of light and things like that, and as a physicist, engineer kind of a guy. Of course, we know those kinds of things.
Mark, I have to tell you something. When I took my ham radio test, they gave me four choices on the speed of RF, which is the same as the speed of light, photons, whatever. It's all the same. Yeah. But they ran it in miles an hour, meters per second, meters per minute, and meters per hour, and you had to pick out of, and they were pretty, and I actually had, I did it on the paper. I got down and I was off by about 10,000. So I go and get the calculator and I'm like, I calculate the thing out and whatnot. And I'm like, oh my God. Well, I know 186,000 feet per second. I've said 300,000 meters a second. And I don't think that's right.
1,000 miles.
Miles a second. Well, there's my problem. I think Ingrid actually tore me up on that. That's right. That's my problem right there. 186,000 miles a second does equate to 300,000, I hope, meters. I don't know. Maybe it's 3 million meters. I don't know. But
approximated to the nearest, you know, kind of whole number thing.
The best we can do, even though I still have problems with the E equals MC2 theory. I don't know that we've actually proved. I don't know.
You mean the two being squared?
Yeah, squared. Yeah. I'm sorry. E equals MC squared. Yeah. I almost call that the God theory. But, you know, if you say that at the University of Arizona, I'm going to say they're going to cart you out in a freaking straitjacket. So go ahead.
Well, today the speed of light is claimed to be a constant. We don't know what it was in the far past because we can't go back there and test it. But today, you know, and the speed of light changes depending on what it's going through, what kind of media it's going through. So in a vacuum, the speed of light is an exact precise number, but we round it off to, in metric, 300 million meters per second, or 300,000 kilometers per second.
Kilometers, and that was the one I came up with, was KM.
Yeah.
Backslash, is K, on the test it said KM backslash SEC.
Yeah.
And that was the answer. And I've said three, you know, I kind of screw up in here. 3 million, three, you know, whatever. Because I'm reading the book, you know, I'm going through, you know, if, I don't know if you've done amateur radio or ham radio, we call it.
I was a long time ago certified, not certified, what do you call it? Anyway, had the license.
Had a license, yep.
Lapsed long ago. And that was back when you had to learn
Morse code.
Morse code, which I learned that as a Boy Scout as a kid, semaphore from a whole bunch of World War II veterans who I didn't appreciate at the time. I didn't know much about it, you know. So it's a long time ago, and during the Vietnam era, and a little bit after that. So that anyway, so these guys were, you know, grinding us boys into shape.
And, boy,
we didn't really understand it back then, but you know, I'm certainly glad I was in that.
And I'm going to start learning. I'm going to do an experiment. Me and a friend of mine are actually going to learn it because I did know it as a boy, and I'm kind of embarrassed. It's and Charles kind of talks to me. You know, you should be able to learn all this stuff because you can play guitar. Well, like first off, I make noises on guitar. I can put together four chord songs. I can hang with, you know, somebody playing. But some of these things, your mind when you're young is so much better built to learn than when you get old. Do you agree with that, Mark, or no?
Well, I don't know. I think we can learn pretty well at all ages. It's a matter of focus at times and what environment you're in, as you know, what kind of learning environment are you in, and are you able to, you know, get into an environment that fits you best, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I don't like discounting people unable to learn when they get old, kind of a thing. I don't believe that.
I didn't say couldn't. I just think at a young age, it's easier, as the European or Bavarian model would say. Young children, by the time they're, 14 or 15 in a European environment of schooling, already know three languages.
They should. I did, for sure, by then.
I don't know. And I don't know about now, but in Pima County or TUSD, they barely know the functional ability to use English at 51 language. Sorry about that. One language at 15 years old.
It is not because of any kind of a Spanish influence in the household.
No.
And if they had a good Spanish influence in the household and good English influence wherever, they should be much farther ahead being bilingual. But anyway, it doesn't seem to work out that way in all cases, in most cases. But, so anyway, there is a good and valid great use for being a ham operator. The hang gliding and paragliding community here in Tucson uses it, or are trying to use it more and more, because to get off of the citizen band. When you're flying around, you're going, flying like 100 miles, and you want to stay in contact with your drivers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. CB.
Yeah.
Which is
get off of the CB and get onto something that's not so crowded.
Yeah, you can pick all kinds of 2-meter bands and line of sight on if it was a couple people, line of sight on these little radios I got, a little tiny little thing. They fit in your hand. I mean, I can literally stick one in my back pocket. I've got, I bought bigger antennas, more gain, more dB, right? So I bought the little bit bigger antenna, but these tiny little things, they're small, much smaller than my HED. And line of sight on them, I talked to Mount Lemmon with a guy, line of sight, as long as I can see. And I got a friend that's working on a tower up there, and my house, obviously I can see the tower, or I wouldn't be able to have internet, but I can actually, while he's there, I can talk to him line of sight, and that's 23.12 miles. So they're cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool, and there's lots of different frequencies that we use and whatnot, but once you get licensed, you can actually use a 2-meter band, and 2-meter band's pretty impressive. Plus, if you were hang gliding around, you could, if you've got access to the repeater, oh my God, you could be 25 miles away from the guy and still talk to him. If you guys got split up, or one guy wants to hang glide to Ajo and you want to hang glide to Sasebo, you can still talk to each other. It's incredible technology, and I mean more and more people are starting to see it as, and it's not going to collapse, Mark. We know it's all going to be fine. We know history of fiat currency is not going to affect this country. I mean, it's just been every other one, but this one.
Well, let's postpone it as long as possible. It's my idea. And so there's a big use for it. And you don't even have to know Morse code anymore.
No, you don't. No. But I want to learn it, because now it almost becomes, and I hate to say this because I know this gets me put on a list, Morse code almost becomes encryption. If it really went to, heck in a handbasket, Morse code is damn near, I mean, it's not talking in pig Latin, it's damn near encryption nowadays, because so few people actually do practice and know Morse code. And knowing it and not using it, it's kind of like, I guess, knowing Latin and not using it, it did go away with me, because I knew it. I knew it as a kid. I don't know how old I was, but I knew Morse code. I mean, that was kind of a standard thing. I don't know if it's Boy Scouts or in school, but I learned Morse code.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you could always relearn it. And cause the kernel of it is still there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all there. I'm learning my phonetic alphabet. I'm learning all this stuff. I'm going to be ready to go out in the world and be a free-range chicken again, Mark.
And the numbers in Morse code is easy.
And I figured...
pattern, five character... pattern.
I figure it like this. There's only 26 letters and 10 numbers. That's 36. So if you do 6 a day, the human mind should be able to pick up 6 a day. I don't think this is impossible. Well, I can teach a kid to read. Oh, we're running up to the end. Sorry.
Okay. You can learn some keywords in Morse code that can bridge into lots of other things. And then you'd be okay. And the numbers are easy.
That's where I'll start then. I'll start with numbers. Make it easy on the old man, right? As I say to the
number
kids,
one is the dot and the remaining four.
I appreciate it, Mark. Go out there and don't hit, don't steal. Thanks for your call, Mark. It seems so easy. You know, when I was a kid, my mom told me happiness was the key to life. I went to school and they asked me what did I want to be when I grew up, and I wrote down happy. That was the words of John Lennon, ladies and gentlemen. The teachers called him crazy. They called me crazy, too. Go out there, don't hit, don't steal. Practice the golden rule. Maurice will be in 5 minutes and 15 seconds. See you next week on Brush Fires and Freedom. Stay tuned after that for Jeff Prather.